Welcome to the Master's Plan Your Partner podcast, sponsored by Master's Plan Church Design and Construction, with headquarters in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We partner to build and renovate churches all over the United States with a trusted reputation and a proven process. Master's Plan is passionate about becoming your trusted partner. Now let's join our hosts, Rodney James and Miss Kim.
Welcome back to Master's Plan Podcast, your partner. My name is Miss Kim, and Rodney James and I are here. Now, Rodney is the president of Master's Plan Church Design and Construction Company in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and serving churches all over the country. Lots of exciting things are taking place in this day and time for churches, and so glad to have you with us on this journey. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast, let your friends know, and of course, we believe that this is a part of the idea of partnership coming through Master's Plan Church Design and Construction. A little bit about Rodney, and he mentioned this in the first podcast that we did, but he was raised doing construction, so this has been a part of his life. He is 20 years in the ministry, so he understands the heart of the pastor, and then also building projects during ministry. You did three. Yep. I mean, you know, that's a huge difference, and it's kind of like, you know, the friend who wants to talk to somebody about retirement. Well, if you've been through the retirement process, you're going to have a lot better scope into what all is going to be taking place. Well, just as being a pastor, you have a lot better vision for what a pastor is going through in this process.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that's why I love the term that we use, your partner, because we've walked the journey, and experience is a good teacher, mm-hmm. no doubt about it. And we've been able not only to walk that journey for ourselves, but walk with, as I said last time, over 150 pastors to date through this journey of somehow designing, constructing, casting vision, raising funds, doing all of those things that are required in a building process.
One of the things that sets Master's Plan apart from other construction companies is that you have a process that's really vetting the whole idea before you ever, go to Home Depot and get the wood. I mean, I'm joking about that, but it's the idea of saying before any of the actual process begins to lay a foundation, you have really determined that it begins at the very first time God gives a vision to the pastor, and then there's a team that needs to be selected. We've talked about that on our last podcast, and so if you haven't heard that, go back to listen to about selecting your team. But now we're going to move into the next phase, which is selecting a partner. And that, I believe, is really going to make a difference in how a pastor is going to progress.
Absolutely. We, as you said, we talked last time about selecting the team, and that's putting those people around you to help you process the information, discern the leadership of the Lord in as you move forward. We talked about last time, the team is not just the people around your table, but it's as you start through this journey, there are other people who need to join your team, become a part of the team that's going to walk this whole journey out together. And probably one of the most important players in all of that, apart from the leadership of the Lord, is the partner that will lead you through the journey of designing and building your facilities. And so when we talk about choosing a partner, I think one of the number one things that I always say to pastors and churches when you're trying to make this decision is be sure you hire somebody who has ministry experience. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to have designed 150 churches. It's another thing to have been the pastor who designed and built ministry facilities. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to have been on staff while a building project was going on, because they understand at a level that no one else can, the challenges that you're going to face, mm-hmm. the information that you're going to need, how you're going to need to disseminate that information, thinking through if you're going to remodel your facility. One of the things we have to think through is how do you have church while all that's going going on. And not just from the standpoint of we're going to close these rooms and open those rooms, but how do we make people feel at home? How do we make guests feel at home during that season when they show up and the parking lot's a mess and the front door's closed? All of those things are important. Mm-hmm. And from a ministry background, we think about all of those things before we ever get there to that point. And so it really is important. Number one is they're not just a facility designer, but they have ministry experience. And so the other thing that's important about that is that they can help you with every part of the project. So, you know, where our uniqueness lies in is that not only do we have the resources to help connect you with the right partners, but we've been there and done it. I've done capital campaigns as a senior pastor. I administrated one as an executive pastor. And so we've walked down that road. I've cast vision. We've borrowed money. So we've had those conversations. Being the administrator, executive pastor, I had those conversations. I put the financials together. I made the presentation to the bank. And then I sat in the meetings when I was senior pastor to, provide the leadership element of why we needed to borrow these funds. And having all of that experience and having walked with, hundreds of pastors through this process, there's just a level of experience and expertise there that provides so much value to a pastor, to an executive pastor, to an administrator, to a building committee, as they're about to have to make all these decisions, go through these processes, choose these other individuals, partners to bring onto the team. And so there's just great value in having somebody that's had that ministry experience and can connect you with all of the other individuals that are going to be required on this journey. So capital campaign people, lenders, all of the other people that we have to bring onto our team, the engineers, the architects, the audio, video, and lighting consultants, acoustic engineers, all of those people have to be a part of that. And when you find somebody with that ministry background and find somebody that has all those connections, the other thing you want to do is make sure that they're as concerned about your ministry as they are about your building.
That's powerful.
Because you can do a lot of building projects that absolutely destroy ministries. Mm-hmm. But if they have a focus to really help you see your mission and your vision and your ministry succeed, there will be a difference in the way that you're treated. There will be a difference in the questions that they ask when they come to the table the first time. You know, if the first time they come to the table, they're asking about how many rooms do you want to build, or how many seats do you want in the sanctuary, or how many kids do you run? How do you want them divided up? How much money do you have to spend? Those are the wrong questions. Mm-hmm. The right questions are, tell me a little bit about how the church was formed. How long has it been here? What's the mission? Who are you reaching today? Pastor, how do you teach? Tell me what curriculum you use in your children's ministries. If your facilities weren't a hindrance, what would you do different? Dreaming about how we do ministry first before we start talking about the nuts and bolts of how we design the steel and the walls and the doors. And so that's so critical in this process, because the right partner should ultimately, when you have those conversations about ministry and mission and vision and how you do ministry, the right partner should come back and hand you a tool that helps you do what God's called you to do. And that tool is that ministry facility. Facilities facilitate ministry. Mm-hmm. And they either do or they don't. And unfortunately, there are a number of churches who have walked down the road of sharing their dreams and their visions with somebody who's never been in ministry. And day one, they move into this facility and it does not facilitate their ministry. And they say, man, if we could do this over, we would change this or we would change that. And that's never a good place to be after you've spent $2 million, $3 million, $7 million, $12 million on a facility.
Mm. I think about too, because I've read some of your articles that you've written, Rodney, and one of the things I remember that really caught my attention was when you were talking about how churches or pastors who say, okay, we're bursting at the seams here, we just need to expand a little bit. Maybe they're not looking at an entirely new project, but they're going to redesign some areas. And they've been told, well, we don't really need to hire a team or a partner to come alongside, because we have, you know, Joe and Jim who do construction, and we can just tear out some of the walls over here and this and that. What caught my attention was you were talking about even the idea of permits and the right partner to help you see the things that are going to make a difference in the outcome of your ministry.
Absolutely. Yeah, that article you're referring to, I titled it, It's Better to Ask for Permission Than Forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody always says, oh, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. And unfortunately, that's kind of been the motto of the church down through the ages of, you're right, you know, Joe the carpenter goes in and knocks out walls and adds new doorways and does all of those things. And, you know, again, I think the church is, you know, they're trying to be good stewards. I think that's the ultimate aim. And there's no harm in that until you come to the realization that maybe some of the things you did don't meet code. And then what happens is, because this happens to us all the time, then you decide, well, we need a bigger expansion than taking out the walls between these classrooms or whatever it is that we did on our own. And when we arrive on the scene, unfortunately, what we come to discover is those things that you did in the past or undid in the past now have to be remedied in order to meet code. And so we wind up going back and spending money on things. Instead of being able to start and move forward, we have to rewind a little bit and fix some of those things from the past. And we wind up spending a lot of money sometimes remedying those situations. And so having the right partner from the beginning helps you take what we say, the right steps in the right order. And when you do it the right way, and I believe with all my heart that the church ought to be setting the example of asking for permission and doing things the right way. We don't want to be the one that's on the headlines of the newspaper because, you know, we were in the middle of a construction project that got red tagged and shut down because it didn't meet code. Mm-hmm. Or even worst case scenario is we did something and it put lives at risk. You know, should there be a fire in our building or some other situation, we've created a hazardous situation for the people who attend our church. And so, you know, I believe that we ought to lead the way as the church and do things the right way, which means taking the right steps, getting the right permissions, getting the permits, designing and building according to the building codes and doing things that the way that we should do them. I think that's the right way to do it. And a right partner can help you navigate that process. And everybody thinks, oh, it's just going to be so much more expensive. We're going to, well, right. Sometimes it is. When you have a building that was built in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, and we want to remodel it in 2020, 2021, 2022, mm-hmm. You're going to have to do some things to bring it up to code. But that's for the benefit of every person who attends your church on Sunday morning throughout the week. Step foot in your building, you're improving your facility for their benefit. And so I think that's one of those other values of having the right partner to walk on this journey with you and putting them on the team at the right time, which is way before you start designing your building.
Awesome. Okay, so that's part of transparency in the process. You talk about that.
Yeah, I talk about transparency in a lot of different ways. One is probably the way that most churches relate to it and see the benefit of it is transparency for us is in every step of the process, especially when we get to the construction side. That's where most of the dollars are spent. Mm-hmm. And our process that we use with churches is everything we do is transparent. So the fees that we charge are given up front. How we're going to make money is all defined. Not only that, but when we go get bids on every piece of the project, so the concrete, the steel, the erection, the electrical, the plumbing, we get multiple bids on all of those areas. And that's another piece of the puzzle that we'll talk about a little later. But in the transparency is we show all of those to the church. So that the church recognizes and is a part of the decision-making process as much as they want to be. Many times they don't care. They don't want to be involved in the minutia. But sometimes you have executive pastors or administrators or somebody on a committee who has construction experience, and they want to, you know, they're looking out for the church's best interests, and I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But we'll show them all of that. And then when it comes time to pay the bills, we show them every receipt, every pay app for everything that's spent on on their project so that they know we're not adding money to every little piece of the project, making more money for ourselves. Mm-hmm. The way our process is set up is we get paid for the management that we do, and whatever the building costs is what the building costs. And so that's how we're able to finish projects at or under budget 100% of the time because of the whole entire process that we take them through. But the transparency helps them have the assurance that the money that they're spending is going to build their building and is not going to make the construction company wealthier.
Mm. And now, is that unusual? I mean, because I think that what we think as listening to this today is, well, that should be how, doesn't every construction company do that?
Unfortunately, that's not the case. Most of the time, you know, especially in the traditional way where we design a building and we give it to a builder and the builder tells us the building's $3 million. Mm-hmm. Well, his goal is to go out and build that building for as cheap as he can build it because his margin between what he builds it for, $2.5 million or $2.8 million and $3 million is how much money he puts in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And so that's the misnomer in that whole process is you take the lowest bid. That right. If I get three bids, I choose the lowest bid. I want to spend the least amount of money to get the building that's been designed.
Right.
Well, then his job is to go and build it as cheap as he can build it. So if you've already accepted the lowest bid and he's forced now to go get cheaper subcontractors to do the work, mm-hmm. you can't wind up with the same product if you pay the right price for everything, right? So, and again, we can break that down a little more in a future podcast, but being transparent says, this is how much we paid for the concrete. That's how much you pay for the concrete. This is how much we paid for the steel. This is how much you pay for the steel. And it's the exact same number. And that transparency allows some assurance to the church that, again, they get the benefit of any savings that happens during the project.
This is titled Selecting a Partner. That's what we're talking about today on the podcast with Master's Plan, Your Partner podcast with Rodney James, who is the president of Master's Plan Church Design and Construction based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And in the partnership area that we're talking about today, before we wrap it up, let's kind of finish speaking of communication. But let's talk about how that makes a difference to be comfortable in communication.
Absolutely. You know, the right partner, we've covered all of these things. They've got to have ministry experience. They need to be able to help you with all of the project, fundraising, lending, design, construction, all of those elements. They need to be concerned about your ministry. They need to have a transparent process. But, you know, the reality is you're going to do life with this individual. For, like I said earlier in one of the podcasts, this is a multi-year decision most of the time, mm-hmm. Especially ground up construction or expansion projects. By the time you share your vision until you move into that building, you know, is 14 months, 20 months, 30 months, depending on the scope and the size of the project. And so the reality is having somebody that you can communicate with and that will communicate truth to you, not tell you what you want to hear, not sell you something, but be able to look you in the eye and say, Pastor, I love you, but you can't afford that. And to be able to help them understand how we can get there. But right now, we can't do this or we can't do that or, you know, whatever the process is, whatever needs to be communicated, that you have somebody that will speak the truth in love and with grace, but will not just tell you what you want to hear. And, you know, the reality is that's what we need. We need people that speak truth into our lives and as a partner to be able to do that and communicate. So, you know, when you think about selecting that partner, you know, you need to be sure that you can verify that that's what you're going to get. So, you know, asking the right questions on the front end of somebody that you're considering to be your partner, you know, asking other pastors that projects that they've done, how did they relate to your team? How did they communicate? How interested in your ministry and your vision? How did they manage your budgetary parameters? Did you come in at or under budget? What was the amount of change orders that you had in your project? Were you pleased with the overall project? Does it perform as you expected? Does it help facilitate your ministry? You know, would you interview others if you did a a phase two of your project, or would you call Master's Plan back? That's what I love about what we do. I said already, we're already designing phase two. In the last podcast we did for a church, we're already designing phase two and they haven't even moved into phase one. And so, you know, that's the kind of partner that you're looking for. Somebody who really wants to come alongside you, love on you, learn you, and then help you get to the end of the process.
Fabulous. Master's Plan Church Design and Construction. Rodney, how do they get in touch with you?
So they can go to our website, mpchurchdesignbuild.com. That's mpchurchdesignbuild.com, or email us at relationships@mpchurchdesignbuild.com, or look us up on Facebook. We have a Facebook place there, Master's Plan Design and Construction.
And that will have some updates about different churches and various projects that are happening. And so you can see in person what's taking place. And we're so glad that you've joined us today for your partner podcast. Master's Plan Church Design and Construction is your partner.
Thank you for listening today. For questions about your building project, go to our website, mpchurchdesignbuild.com, and click Contact. Master's Plan Church Design and Construction. Let's build the kingdom together.
This podcast is a Your Story Speaks production, where we help ordinary people tell extraordinary stories.